Okay. Today's daf is daf Samach Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Daskal family, Ilu Nishmas, David Yechiel Michal Ben Yehoshua Chaim, the Shamash Rav Aliyah, and we're over on
Samach Aleph Amud Beis. So we're going to go back for a minute to Samach Aleph Amud Beis, where it says Ema.
Third line from the bottom. Ema, let's say, right, we're middle of discussing all this limudim about a guy and Nazir and a Jew. So then the Gemara says like this. Ema, let's say, B'nei Yisrael Megalchin al Naziris Aviyin, that a Jew can take a haircut for a father, right? Which we learned that once. That a son can, like, sort of stand in the shoes of his father. We learned that once. But a guy can't do that. A guy cannot do that. What exactly the parameters of that din were, it's complicated, but we had such an idea. Yachal lo yehe nazirin. I would think that there can't be a nazirin at all, a guy. Tamad lomar ish.
Right? This word says ish.
Ha'itmar, we learned. Amar v'yochanan. Halacha hi benazir. It's a halacha. It's halacha l'moshe mitzin. Nothing you can say about it. That what? That a father can person can be standing in the shoes of his father regarding the ziris only applies by a Jew and not by a goy. Okay. Now, ihachi, many take it out because it's really a new topic now. Really a new topic now. So whether you read it or not, it doesn't matter. Ish, ki yachli neder be'erkecha be'erechin lamali.
Why does the Torah say
ish by erechin? What's the question? The question is, it already says in erechin that if it says im zachar, im nekeva. Right, so a man or a woman can do erechin. So why does it say ish? It's an extra word. Michti, ha'ishkish erechin l'nadar. Well, erechin is compared to nadar. They have similarities. Damar Krah, it actually says, ish ki yachli neder be'erkacha. An erech is a neder. It's a neder vow. V'atanya, we learned, gabi nadarim ish. We already know. Whatever ish teaches you, it's by nadarim. Ma'atam adlomar ish. Why does it say ish by nadarim? By erechin? Ish, l'ravos is ovdek l'chavim, to include a guy. Shehin nodrin nidarim v'nidavos ki Yisrael. They can make it. A guy can make it nether too. A guy can make it nether. Ish ki yafli be'erech alamali. So I don't say ish by erechin, right? Elahai ish mi boile lasuye mufla samach leish. You're right. When it says ish by erechin, it doesn't mean a guy. We know that already. What it means is a 12-year-old boy or an 11-year-old girl, as long as they have the das. To they know what they're doing, right? Okay. Then they can make a neder. The neder will be chal even if they're not bar mitzvah yet. Such a thing. Most of the time we say that mitzvahs only apply to a bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah. The dharma is different. It's more makel.
Okay. That only makes sense if you hold it's doraisa.
But if you hold it that a muflah samach ish is only on a derabanan level, on a deraisa ain't a chenami, they cannot make the darim. The Gemara does say ish by erechin.
The Gemara says you're right. Listen to this. Lasuye muflah samach ish
to avzik ochavim. You're right. A 12-year-old Jew can't make a neder, but a 12-year-old goy can.
Which is kind of crazy.
So look at the Mefarish. Look at the Mefarish. The Mefarish is on the right side, like two lines down, three lines down where we are. Midaraisa no drin nedarim.
Midaraisa, a mufl samach le'ish of a guy would be a good neder, but not a Jew.
The Alta Tana, don't wonder, you shouldn't be Yisrael. A mufl samach le'ish, no nedarim in the Torah.
What about a Jew? A guy, yeah, and a Jew not.
Says the Mefarish, no, Shekin, let's see him become the Komos.
There's plenty of places. Plenty of places. The Torah is more machmer on a guy. If you're a Jew and a 12-year-old boy makes a neder, don't go back to the schoolyard. The guy does it, oh my goodness, here's a whole nether. Much, plenty of places in Machmer on a guy than on a Jew. Where are the plenty of places?
Yeah,
what are you gonna want? Yeah. One place. I'll give you an example, says the Mepharish. The acts of a Canaanite, of a guy, Shehizik, Mesorish Yisrael, that damages the shore of a Jew, being Tam, being Mubers on another Chalim, so there's no din of a Tam by a guy. A guy always has to pay Nezek Chalim. You hear that? So what do you see? And not only that, if a Jew's axe damages a guy's axe, you potter. You get a break. You potter. So what do you see? So many places where a machmir on a guy more than on a Jew. Put this one on the list also. It's not such a strange thing. It's so different.
It is such a strange thing. Give me another case.
What?
Give me another case.
Well, there are a lot of them.
Okay,
the Mepharish came up with one. There are other. There's another one. For example, a guy in a perfect world, a guy is chayiv misa for every one of the shev mitzvahs b'nei Noach if he violates them. Right. Jews not chayiv misa if you steal. Things like that.
Okay, yeah, well,
there are places. It's all strange things. Okay, next. The next Gemara now has a bit of an introduction. What's an erech? What's an erech vow? An erech vow is you promise to donate to the Beis HaMikdash a certain amount of money that's fixed based on gender and based on age. I'm going to give the erech vow him. How old is he? And he's a man. Okay, her. Can a guy do that?
Can a guy do that, or can a guy be the one that's being done to?
Both. Can a guy do that, and can a guy... I'll give the erech vow of President Obama. It's a guy.
Zero. Yeah.
No, it's not zero, because it's fixed. It's fixed by his age and his gender. You know, I like him, but it's not zero. But he's a guy. So can you do that? Or what if President Obama says, you know what, I want to donate money to the basement, and give the erech vow of Chaim Kanievsky. Can he do that? Can he do that? So it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas in Tanoim
between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda in the Gemara. According to Rav Meir, right? Rav Meir compares.
Listen to this. Rav Meir compares a guy. What? Rav Meir compares a guy to a chayrish shotev of a cotton, who they can be the subject, or they can be the object, or whatever word it is. They can be the person. I'll give you the erech vow of that 12-year-old genius. I can do that. Can a 12-year-old make a nether? Can he make an erech vow? Or a 10-year-old? Can a 10-year-old make an erech vow? Can a chirish, shota, make an erech vow? No. So the guy is the same thing.
So what's it? Everybody's intrinsic value, even if they have no abilities?
Exactly. It goes with whatever the Torah said. As long as you're over 30 days old, and you're alive, you have value. How much value? Look up in the Torah.
The value based on the Torah is based on the fact that you sell them as it's a slave market value.
Okay, could be.
Yeah.
So you hear this? You hear what's going on? Shh. You hear this? The mayor says you compare a guy is compared to a cherish of a cotton. A cherish of a cotton, you can say I'll make them the value, but they can't make a vow. They can't make the vow, right? So too, a guy is the same way. Oh, I'll give the value of President Obama. But President Obama can't make a vow. That's for mayor. Rabbi Huda says the exact opposite. He can make the vow, but he can't be the subject of a vow. Just like a tumtum and an androgynous. Tumtum and androgynous can make a vow, but you can't say, I'll pay the money like that tumtum over there. Because you don't know if it's a suffix. You don't know if it's a man or a woman.
Or both.
Or both, right. Or neither, both. What? It's all suffix. So therefore you can't do such a thing. So it's a machlokas how you view a goy. It's just a svara. I think the Meiri here says it's just a svara how you view it, and there's no deeper machlokas than that. With that background, here we go. So, anicha lamanda amar. If that makes sense, lamanda amar bnei Yisrael ne'erachim ve'ein of dikach avim ne'erachim. That makes sense if you hold that a guy can make an erech vow, but can't be the value of the erech vow. Like a tumtum and an androgynous.
Right? I would think
that they can't I would think they can't make the vow. The Torah says ish.
Right? So if a guy said, I want to make the, I'll pay the money of that for Jew, that's perfectly fine. It's not, that's big sense. According to Meir, Bnei Yisrael Ma'arichin, Hain of the Gachav Ma'arichin, that a guy can't be the subject. That I can't say, I'm going to make an Erech of President Obama. A guy cannot, a Jew cannot say that. And then what does it mean if a Jew, what does it mean the Jew cannot say that? It's if I say it, I don't owe the money. So that didn't say anything. I'm going to give the value, the Erech value of the president. He's a goy, so I didn't say anything. If that's the case, right? I would think that they can't be the value. Therefore it says ish. One minute. Even a 30-day-old baby could do that. Right? So we started off ish. What? Can be the subject. Even a baby can be the subject. So the ish includes a guy. What do you mean it includes a guy? Can be anyone. Even a baby can be that. That makes sense.
So you mentioned you're right. Amar of Ava, Arava, or three of the Gachavim, Gadol. It comes to include a Gadol. You're right. Can't say it. It comes to include a Gadol. Even though he's a Gadol, he might not know how to make his Erech now. So look at the Tosfos on top, the second Tosfos, Lasui of the Chav Gadol. Klomar. Even though he's a Gadol, could be a 50-year-old man. A boy. In any Yodei Lahaflos, if he doesn't know how to make a vow, Lo Havei Nidro Neder, if the Neder is not Chal. Masha Enki B'Yisrael, Dolo Yubi'inon Yodei Lahaflos B'Gadol. A Gadol doesn't have to know the rules, but a Goy does. That's the difference between a Jew and a Goy. Okay? Good? Good. Now the Gemara says, Ella, Kiyafli, the Tzivra Chmanagav in Nazir is Lamali. The Gemara says, Kiyafli now by a Nazir. What's a Kiyafli by a Nazir? By Erechin, we said it's to distinguish between a Goy and a Jew in knowing what you're saying. What about by a Nazir?
The Gemara says, well, Michti, Iskish Nazir is Lunadarim, Kiyafli Lamalis.
Why do we need to say it extra? It says it, we know that it's compared, so it's all the same.
So the Gemara says, Lasui Yadayim Shein Mechichos.
To include Yadayim that are not Mechiyach. Right back in the beginning of the Masechta, if someone says aha, with these strange language, what is that? Oh, I meant to be a Nazir. Right?
So the Itmar Yadayim Chayim Lechichas, Abayim Amar Habayidayim, Bav Amar Lahabayidayim, Labayanicha, Elohav Michael Neymar.
But according to it's only to Rabbanan, so what does it mean?
Ella Kiafli Mibayil Elikid Rav Tarfon.
It comes to include the Vardar of Tarfon.
The Tanya of Yehuda Omer Mishum Tarfon ain't Echad Mehem Nazir.
Even not one of them is a Nazir. But the case is, right, a guy's walking down the street, you say, if he's a Nazir, I'll be a Nazir. And the second one says, if you're a Nazir, I'll be a Nazir. If you, I'll be. Says Rav Tarfon, none of them are Nazir. Why? Nazir has to be an expression of clarity. Can't use a condition like, well, if this, then I'll do. That doesn't work. That's what you learn out from the extra kiyafu.
Wait a second. So what has he hold about those?
He doesn't hold from them. He doesn't hold from any of these kinds of tanayim. You can hold from a tanayim. You can say, well, if it snows tomorrow, I'll be a nazir. But you can't say, if that person's a nazir, then I'll be a nazir. Why? Because you don't know, that's a suffix over there. You're not sure.
Right.
So he doesn't hold from any of these tanayim.
I was the one tanayim by the post-suffix. Or the statements you make.
He might not hold from any of that. He might hold, it's all no good. Because it has to be clear. He might not, in a Hanani Shia, he might totally disagree with all those ideas. Why? That's what he learns from Kiafli. Now, that's a minority opinion. That's a minority opinion. Right? Right. So Hanani Kalar of Tarfon. El Rabbana Michael Lememar. What about everyone else? Who doesn't hold like that? What are they going to say? El Mibayla Kinatanya. Hetin Nadarim Parchin Ba'avir. You know what it means? Hetin Nadarim are Parchin Ba'avir. Parchin Ba'avir means they're floating in the air. Meaning, it's such an ephemeral. Where do we ever go with heter nedarim? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that such a thing heter nedarim. Where does it say that? It's parking b'avir. It's like they made that come out of thin air, right? The Eimahal Mashi Yismachu. You can't hang your hat on anything there. That there's such a thing as heter nedarim. Did you go to a chacham and he's? Where'd that come from?
Right.
By a husband. By a husband, you have it. You don't have it by a chacham. Where do you have it? A husband has the right, and it's different a husband and a chacham.
It's much different.
The husband is going from going forward. The chacham is from milna freya. Where'd that come from?
What?
Right. So where'd that come from? Where'd the authority come from for that? Right. So the Tanakhama says it comes from nowhere. It's a munis chachamim. Like the whole religion is a munis chachamim, basically. Right. So put this on the list. Right. Yesh almi almashi yismahu. No, there is a vort. Shenemar, it says ish kiyafli, and then it says kiyafli shtei b'amim. It says twice. Echad aflo leisur, echad aflo leheter. Once for isur, once for heter. In other words, there's a pasuk that tells me I can make a neder, and the extra kiyafli tells me that I can undo it. That's what it's there for. You can make a neder. That's obvious. You can make a neder. And that even if you make an edder and you want to undo it, you go to the rabbi. How do I know that? So you can tell me the rabbis made up such an idea. Okay, no problem with that. They made up a lot of things. No, it's not such a made up idea. It's in the Torah also. It's hinted in the Torah.
It doesn't mean that rabbi could make you higher because your statements as an
edder. No, that means that's what happens when you make an edder. You make an edder and your statements are effective.
That's the
right, but
that's the first one.
Oh, I see what he's saying. That's any time you have a question in a halacha. Right? You go to the rabbi.
Shabbos
tribes. They say it's
nether,
when it might not be nether, then it's
nether. What? I hear. Okay. So that could be a vart. The Gemara says, no, the vart is that they could be matherate. Good?
Yeah, we serve on somebody. Maybe we'll serve on
Kapal. Okay. Next.
So if not for this, you'd never be able to be matter of Zara?
No. We said that the rabbis came up with an idea. Oh, I have no problem with that. Right. But is there a source in the Torah? The answer is yes. Okay, next. Chomer ba'avadim mibinashim. In that, the first, the other Mishnah said that women had a chomer. Now the Gemara says, in some ways, an eved is more maskmir than it comes to a woman. Why? Shehu mefer nidre ishto. The Eino made for Nidri Avdo. A man can be made for his wife's Nidarim. He cannot be made for his slave's Nidarim. He has no right to do that. An Eved Kenani. An Eved Kenani. An Eved Kenani makes a Nidar.
His Nidarim is not with there.
What?
He can't
be Nidar. We'll get to that. The Mishnah here just says a very simple statement. An Eved is more machmir than an Isha. Because you can be made for your wife, you cannot be made for your Eved. Does that mean, if it means that the neder is not even chal, how is it more machmer?
It
says, Chomer Avadim Mibinashim.
Yeah. If you set him free, the neder is no longer
there. We're gonna get to it if you set him free. What are we saying? It's the Kavah Chomer. So we'll get to that. So the Mishnah says very simply, the simple reading of this Mishnah is a wife, you can be made for her Nadarim. But Eved in Knat. An Eved makes a neder. I'm not working for you. L'chora, then it is chal. Right? So it says here simply. Right? Now, however, Hefer le'ishto, Hefer olamis. If you made for your wife's neder, it's made for forever. It never reinstates. What? What do you mean? Your wife makes a neder, I'm not eating potato chips today. You say, oh, I'm made for that.
She made
a neder,
you heard about it.
So we had a half of
women. She was
usher. So we had a whole hack about that. It was 50 right. Pages of the door about that issue.
Right.
Right? And Hefer la'avdo, if you're made for your Eved's neder, which we just said one line ago, you cannot do that even.
Yeah.
Right? Yatza l'cheiris, when he goes out free, mashlim nizirasso, he has to reinstate his nizirus. Right? What? What?
He's a
Eved Kenani. He's a half a little bit of a Jew.
But
not when he goes to Then he becomes a full Jew.
Does that mean
you don't go? To, you go when an Eved Kenani goes to Tacheres, he becomes a full Jew.
No,
yes.
Automatic.
Yeah, he doesn't become a goy. The opposite. He becomes a full Jew.
Does that mean an Eved Kenani?
No, I don't hold off. First of all, the Gemara now is going to make a distinction between a Nazir. Mati, the answer is going to be, the Gemara is going to make a distinction now between a Nazir and every other Nether. Evan makes a Nazir's vow, that's going to be Chal. But the husband has the right to be made for it. The master, as the Tosfos says, made for Lav Dafka. Doesn't mean made for. Made for is only by a wife. It means to make a Bacha.
Nazir's makes sense because he's considered like a woman.
Right. But any other vow he makes, like I'm not working for you today, doesn't even get off the ground.
No.
Here we go. Tana Rabbana. Lama Rabo Kofo. Lama Rabo Kofo. What can a master, Lama Rabo Kofo, what can a master force his Evid about? And the answer is, L'Naziris, about Naziris, Aval, Lone in the Darim, Ula Erechin, but not regarding the Darim or Erechin. My Shna Gabi Nazir, what's the difference by Nazir? The Amar Rahman, it says, L'Esar Isar Al Nafsho. It says, Al Nafsho, it means, right, you're going to ask yourself, you're going to ask your soul from wine. B'mi Shanafsho Kanuyalo, it means a guy owns his own soul, meaning he's the Balabas of himself. Yotze Eved Shein Lo Kinuyolo. An Eved is not the Balabas of himself. He's an Eved, right? Ihachi Afilu Gab in the Darm Nami. What's the difference in the Darm? What's the difference? So Amar Sheisha tell you the difference. Hachamay Eskinan, because Kigon Shahaya Eshlo Shalanavim Munach Lefanov. You have a cluster of grapes sitting over here. It's very yummy, right? So Gab in the Darim, but it comes to the Darim, Tchi Mitzar Bahai, Lo Mitzar Ba'achmini. If I asser, if the Evid assers that cluster of grapes, so he can't eat that, but he can go up to the fridge and take more, right? Itzar Bahai, Lo Itzar Ba'achmini. He doesn't asser in the rest of the food of the world. Lo Matzi Kafi Bay. He cannot force the Evid to break that nether. What does the master care? The guy doesn't want to go on a diet. I'm not eating cake today. Right? So what does the master care? What's in his business? So therefore, says the Gemara now, we're going to change this, says the Gemara now, a master has nothing to do with this.
Because if he goes on a diet, maybe he won't work as well. He doesn't have enough strength.
Oh, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that issue. Very good. Very good point. So Tosfos here says, in the Tosfos of Gabe, there's three Gabes. There's two Gabes and there's one Vigabe. The first is Gabe Nedarim. Tosfos says, the Svarahu, it's a Svara, Lahamid Mi'uta, Demisha Nafsho, Kinuyalo. Right? That to say that there's something, but when it's related to his soul. Demitzar Bekulu, you ask for everything, Umitoch Kach Michash, Ve'ein Kol Kach, K'delasos Balacha. Exactly what Yoni said. You're going to ask me from things, I'm going to ask myself from things, I'm not going to be a good worker. I'm not going to make strength. The dinhu shiomer lanu hakasav shiakev alav mishan afshel kinuyelo. So it's for sure that if your whole soul is tied to it, it doesn't count. Back to the Gemara. Gabe naziris. When it comes to naziris, the chimitzar bahai it's a bakulu. You're not going to drink any wine. Mutzi coffee bay lay. The husband, the master can make for that. Doesn't mean make for. He can cancel it.
He can moderate
exactly. For Gabe Nadarim, Milo Askinan, Dileka Lahai Eshkol, Dilo Achale Cholish. Maybe it's the only cluster of grapes left on the planet, and by him not eating it, he's terribly depriving himself. So maybe the master can be made for that. What the Gemara's question really is your distinction is not really hold water. Right? We said, well, if it's only one cluster of grapes, what's the master's beef? That doesn't really hold water. Because, as Yoni pointed out, any time you're going to deprive the guy, it's going to affect his work. So what's the difference if it's one or all? What's the difference? That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answers, El Amar Rava, Kigon Jaya Chartzan Munach Lefanov. It's a Chartzan, which is not really edible.
So who can... With stems?
Yeah, stems or peels. It's not really edible. So a Nazir can't eat that. So Gabi Nadarim, Bahayhu, Demitzar, Lo Matzi Kafi Bey, Lay. Coffee light. The best is not gonna. He asked it from eating strange things. Hey, tell me, well, what's the distinction between this grapes and all grapes? You're right. No, there's no distinction. But now we're talking about things that are not edible. They are edible. Tosfos says lo tov lachil. They're not good. Yeah. Right. So that the master might not care, but on all naziris, of course he'll care. It's gonna make the guy weak. Gotta be nazir. But when it comes to a nazir, he's asked all wine products, all grape products. Of course the master is going to want to get rid of that. Now the Gemara asks the guy by the Darim, Milo Askinan, Deleka Elahai Chartan, Dilo Achale Chalish. Same answer, same question. The question is, your distinction is not a distinction. Why? Because what if there's nothing else to eat? There's a poor guy, got nothing else. What does he have? He has the junk of grapes. Somebody eats that.
But there's no broth on
that. Maybe there is. The point is, we're not talking about that. The point is, if all the guy has, he might eat it. And by him making a neder, what's really happening? He's going to become wicked. He's going to become a bad worker. So it's the exact same issue. So what's the difference between a neder and a zirus? The Gemara says, you're right. Ella, Amar Abaya, Lama Rabo, Lama Rabo, Tzarech, Likafoso. What does the master must stop the neder? That is Linaziris. Let's say the master says, you know what? I have 1,000 slaves. I don't need him. Let him be an Uzzer. No, he's not allowed to say that. He must cancel the neder. He must. Ve'ein tzarech lekafoso l'nedarim. When it comes to the darim, you don't have to cancel it. If you want to, you can. And if you don't want to, I have 1,000. I don't need him. He's an 85-year-old man. He doesn't do anything for me anyway. Wants to be make a neder. Let him make a neder. That's the difference. Now, why is it that you have to do it by a Naziris? Because most of the time, it was to work, and by depriving yourself like that, you become weaker. So most of the time, right? Now, what about another neder? What about Stama neder? Stama neder, it says here, Ein tzarech lekafos l'nedarim, meaning, they don't even get off the ground. They're not chal at all. Says the Gemara, Ve'no tzarech lekfoso l'shvua. And you don't have to force by a shvua. Meaning, it doesn't get off the ground either. Neder and a shvua are the same thing. It's one's on the object, one's on the subject. Same thing. It doesn't even get off the ground. My timer, why not? Why doesn't it get off the ground? So, here's a story. By a nazir, it gets off the ground, you have to cancel it. By a neder, it doesn't even get off the ground. My timer, why not? Tamar kra, lahara, olahetev. It says lahara, olahetev. That a neder is made for good or for bad. What does it mean for good or for bad? I will eat that apple. I won't eat that apple. For good or for bad. So, ma hatava rishos, just like the good is a rishos. If I want to, yes. If not, not. Af hara la rishos. So too, the bad is a rishos. Yotza evet, yotza hara lachirim, chain a rishos biado. But I can't make a neder on someone else's cheshbon. So who can't do that? Only an Eved. Only an Eved can't do that. Right? I can't make a neder. I make a neder. I can't touch any work instruments today. If you work for yourself, you can do that. Right? You want to do? If you're not a slave, you can do that. The boss will fire you, so he'll fire you. But an Eved can't do that. So therefore, he can't make the neder.
But he says he's going on strike.
What?
He's saying
fine, good. So no, they never win. Those people never win. So good, let him do it.
What?
The deer should be the same thing.
Yes, amount of 1,000.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure why it's so different. I'm not 100% sure. But Tosas asked a very interesting question. Tosas asked, we just said, that you can't make a neder if it's going to affect other people. Right. Yet, in the beginning of this Masechta, we had a din where if a man makes a neder, he's going to become a nazir. It does affect other people. Who does it affect? It affects Hashem. Because you can't make Kiddush. Because you can't drink wine. So how could you do that? What? Is that true?
Yeah.
Because you're not making Kiddush?
That Kiddush, that's not what Hashem wants you to
do. No, but that's not... I don't...
Anything.
But there's a concept that you should enjoy the world. Right?
Enjoy the world.
So here... But
he's in the mitzvah.
What?
He's in the mitzvah.
Right. So that's not the chattis because if you can't make Kiddush, look at Tosfos. Look at the Tosfos of... running out of time. yeah.
Which one?
The one of Yotza Lahara Lacherim She'en Rishus Biado. Ulakach, therefore, Lunadarim, Afila below Macha's Harav, even without the Macha of the Master, Lo Chavaneder Klal. It doesn't get off the ground. The Hainu, Haraz Acherim. It affects other people. Shemach Shish Kocho, because you're going to become weak. Ve'en Chazak Lamalacha. You're not going to be able to work. The Alfina Nadar Mishavuas, the Ksiv Behan Lara Lahetev. Aval Naziris, Ein Lahakishan Lenadarim. But Naziris is not compared to that. Upirish harav Rav Yitzchak, mishum da amar parakama, the nazir is chal, afil al davar she'ena rishuz biyado. A nazir is chal, even though another person gets affected. Kigon, to amar shvua she'eshte, the chazav amar hareni nazir, right? I make a shvua, I'm going to drink, and then I make a nezir, I'm not going to drink. I make a nazirus. Kidamrinan, kidatarshinan le'esar yayin, mitzvah kiyayin harishuz. Right? Alma, what do you see? Naziris chal al davar she'ena rishuz biyado. The naziris is chal, even though you're not going to have to drink wine. Ulakach yachol nami naziris ha'eved calls man shlo yimcha adon. That's why naziris will be chal as long as the other doesn't stop it. Because we find a model like that by Jews. A person could be a nazir even though he made a shvua, he's not going to drink. He will drink wine, and he's not going to be able to make kiddush. So that's why an eved kenani can make a naziris vow, and it will be chal until the master comes along and says something. But a neder doesn't even get off the ground. El avavadai im micha le'inyin zeh nidrosh le'eser israel nafsho mi nafsho kamrilo, right? So if he doesn't want to make a macha, of course the neder will go away. And then Tosfos at the end, what about erichin? So what does the master care if he makes an erichin vow? When and if he ever becomes free, he owes money to the Beis Hamikdash. What does the master care about that? Not his business. Okay. Next mishnah, eved mikineged panav. That means an eved ran away. Now, such a funny mishnah. This is a world where a master that ran away would still keep the Torah. So eved shabarach, eved kineged mipanav. An eved ran away. Rav Meir says lo yishte. Don't let him drink wine. Rav Yossi Omer yishte. Rav Yossi says he can't drink wine. What's going on here? So lema, what?
If he ran away, you don't know where he is.
What? Can he drink wine now? What about him? So lema with the Shmuel kamiflagi. Let's say the machlokas argues on Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel hamafgir avdo. If you mafgir your eved, yotzal lecheres, he goes out free. Ain't tzarach get shechor. He doesn't need to get shechor. Reb Meir isleil de Shmuel. Reb Meir agrees with Shmuel. What did Reb Meir say? Right? Says Reb Meir, he's free now. He can't drink wine. Right? Why? Because he's no longer in the rishus of his master. Now he's a nazir. He made himself a Naziris. What did we say in the beginning of the daf? We said that the Naziris will kick in if you ever get free. Right? And Rabbi Yossi less little than Shmuel. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of Shmuel. Rabbi Yossi holds he never was free. Ah, he ran away. So good, he ran away. He's not free. And therefore, the Naziris is not Chal. So the Gemara says, lo, the Kuli Alma is little than Shmuel. Everybody holds from Shmuel. Listen to this. Elamanda Amar Yishte, the one who holds let him drink. That was Rabbi Yossi. Savar, sof, mahader, hadar, right? V'asigabe, he's going to return, right? The police are going to get him, come back. Lishti chamra, let him drink wine, kihechi delichash, let him not become weak. Let him drink up. Let him not become weak. You hear this? We're going to catch him anyway. We're going to catch him no matter what. So when we catch him, we're going to bring him back. So he's going to be gone for 2 months till we catch him. Let him at least be strong those 2 months, so that when he comes back, he can go right back to the work. Reb Meir says the exact opposite. L'man d'amar lo yishte, suffer he holds. L'havelei tzaira. No, let him suffer. Let him suffer and not drink wine. Ki heiki d'lahadebe. So he'll want to come back. Because when he comes back, the master will be made for it. And then he can drink wine again.
And work better.
You hear that? So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day and a good Shabbos.